It's nothing new to me, this, and on the contrary, I tend to see it more and more frequently in the last years. When I started 20 years ago, I felt I was at risk of facing a stray bullet or stepping on a landmine, but not to be directly targeted by the fighters in a conflict. Today, I feel more and more at risk of that. The figures we get from official data from ICRC show that every 2 days we have a health structure targeted around the world in conflict zones. Why I do this? These people, these victims that we see in these countries affected by war, they have nobody to help them. Their health system is one of the first victims of the conflict. If you're not there to help them, they're desperate. They have nobody to ask for help.
So it's perhaps worth reminding everyone that there is an international accord to protect victims of war. The ICRC, the International Committee of the Red Cross, is mandated to look after people's victims of war. But increasingly, as you say, we are seeing more humanitarian actors being targeted. How does the international community need to react to this new code of warfare?
Well, I have the feeling there is a trend of pessimism, of accepting things as they are, the ineluctability of the reality of war, but it should not be like this. If we don't stand up ourselves, we as physicians, surgeons, politicians, diplomats, human beings, it will not change, or it will change for the worse.
This is the message that you have to give today here at the UN in the civilizations room at where the Human Rights Council sits. This is what you want to tell governments. You really want to see a change in the way governments act and perhaps end conflict. It sounds a bit simplistic to say it like that, but what is your message today at the UN for the World Humanitarian Day, not a target discussion?
Absolutely. I think we as humanitarian, as health professionals, as diplomats, we should master the courage to stand up and say it has not to be like this. Political discussion to find solutions, it's not, I'm not an expert on that. I'm an expert on fixing human bodies damaged by bombs, bullets or mines, but we have to find a way to stop it.
You say that increasingly there is a need for your specialist expertise in fixing people, which isn't necessarily taught at medical school, and you like to see that brought into a more mainstream context for medical students. How is that going to happen?
Yes, this is part of the current ICRC endeavor, effort. As you said, around the world, the medical faculties, the universities, do not train surgeons in managing the trauma caused by high-energy bullets, bombs and mines. For this reason, the ICRC has established academic trainings in Latin America, in sub-Saharan Africa and in the Middle East, in countries affected by high level of injuries due to firearms or blasts.
Last question to you. In your 20 plus years of experience as a war surgeon, a senior war surgeon, what's the memory that stays with you longest? What's the one that really has affected you the most?
The strength and the persistence of the local colleagues wherever I go, be it Yemen, be it Syria, be it Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia. You know, whenever the problems are above our capacity to manage, we are pulled out. But the local colleagues, they stay there. The ambulance drivers, the doctors, the nurses, they have no way out. So my thoughts go to them, and I'm really impressed by their dedication. If I consider Yemen, the physician I've been talking to in the last few months when I was there, they have not been paid for the previous 8 months, and they keep going to the hospital to do their work, to keep treating patients.